I'm John from Unqualified Gamers. Hello, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs. It's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm B.
Wing.
And I'm Shark Taco.
And this week, as the usual, we're going to talk about some news, TV, movies, and others. So, Beef, what time is it?
News time.
Oh, yeah. And it's Daredevil time soon.
I'm ready. If it's half as good as the first season, you have my money. They already do.
Yeah, they already do. It's Netflix, but it's fun because now you see like Elektra and you see the Punisher and all that. They're going a little bit more comic, but the style seems to still be super grounded. So I'm ready. I mean, the last two we got, this Daredevil and Jessica Jones worked really well. So
still have watched Jessica Jones. Have you guys both watched it?
I need the last three episodes to be done. But I really liked it. It's just a bunch of things that happen at the same time. But it's a very, very good show. And I like that they were not afraid to tackle the type of subject that they did. I mean, basically, she got raped for months and she's dealing with that. So it's fun that they didn't try to sugar Disney quote it. And mm-hmm. they just went with it. I mean, I really love that aspect. But it's a rough show. It is. It's a superhero show, but it's kind of a rough show. So it's...
Well, Daredevil wasn't pretty either, so I'm ready for it. I just haven't found the time yet.
Yeah, but it's not Hannibal where you watch three episodes in a row and you want to go on a killing spree.
You had an H there.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Baz Luhrmann's Get Down looks amazing. I watched his trailer three times just for the fucking music. The story looks phenomenal, but the music alone will get some people to this show.
You know who Baz Luhrmann is?
Hell no.
Okay, Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio, Moulin Rouge, Strictly Ballroom. The guy is a visual artist, loves music, and has a way to bring them together on the screen that no one has. So when I looked at that, I was like, okay, this needs to be watched. Characters seems great. And the fact that it seems to be a timepiece as the end of the disco, start of the hip-hop?
Yeah, hip-hop era, yep.
So I'm really, really, really interested by that. What do you think?
I don't remember this trailer.
Yeah, the bunch of black people in New York.
Oh, the disco thing. Yeah, beginning of hip-hop one.
Yeah.
And they had like the singing and yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was so amazing. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, and it's coming soon.
I really like how in the trailer they took the hip-hop flowing where he's doing his poetry and she is singing to the piano and they tie those together. Mm-hmm. It was like, if I hadn't bought into the trailer by then, the first time I watched it, that's instantly when I bought in. When they tied both of those like flows together, I was like, all right, I'm with it.
And who's that boy? Who's that young
guy? I don't
guy?
Know. That is a fucking epic afro. It's so awesome.
Just sporting it so well.
Oh yeah.
But he looks like a good actor. He looks like a good young actor. Have we seen him anywhere?
I don't know him like that. I would not recognize him, but if I don't recognize him now, I will recognize him in the future.
For sure.
Yeah, and
he looks like he has a good performance there.
Yeah. And he has a half row.
Yeah.
Oh my god, shut up, man. All of it was up. TV news. Game of Thrones book will not be released until after the season.
I feel like Diablo 3 all over again.
But wait a minute, that doesn't matter, right? We're only into the like third or fourth book on the show, aren't we?
Oh no. Now Game of Thrones is officially up to date and now the next content will be new stuff mostly.
Oh well, suck it up, people.
I think.
Yeah, they have a draft of what he wants to do in the book, but they said that they will diverge so that people that see the series...
Am I lying? I might be lying on that. I'm not sure.
They might be, because their point was like, the end of the show is not going to be exactly like the end of the book, so it's still worth it to read it.
Yeah, and aren't they talking about finishing it all off in a movie or something, too? Didn't we hear that once?
Yeah, but after that, even the producer were like, well, making movies, basically, so we're just going to make a two-hour special and show it in theater like they did last year. Last year they did that. You could go see the last episode on IMAX.
You could do that with the Christmas Doctor Who Christmas special around here this year.
Not around here this year, but for the 50th, I was in theater.
For us, I mean, in America.
America.
This last Christmas, like 2 weeks ago, we could, or 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
Land of the what we want, when we want, and a whole lot of it. Probably more than we should have.
Mm-hmm. Bring it on.
Bring it on. Shyamalan Ding Dong is bringing back Tales from the Crypt. I'm happy
if
that... I'm happy that they're bringing Tales from the Crypt back, but Shyamalan...
If they do it, I don't care. Shyamalan Ding Dong can do the frightening and suspenseful, and he's just going to be the producer or whatever, right?
Hopefully,
so
yes.
They'll probably get... people, and if they get people and it's long story and short storytelling like the old Tales from the Crypt where your hour episode you had two or three segments or whatever it was, sometimes only one.
Yeah, they were like 23 minute segments or
But it was an hour though because it was Showtime or HBO that did it, I'm almost certain.
I don't know because here we didn't get them, so I was renting them on the VHS. They were every VHS had four episodes on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, it's I want that. I like the story in here says it'd be nice to have the small stories like that where people can go out at high big name actors can get into weird shit. You can have different directors drop down to this and try stuff, you know.
Great.
I guess you're right. He's really good at the spooky kind of imaginary world that Tales from the Crypt emanates from. So it's
actually,
even though
they all end up
being the same.
Yeah, and actually his big problem is his movies are too long. So he's taking that thriller, quote-unquote, aspect for like an hour and a half to give you that little reveal in the last 5 minutes. If you cut that to 30 minutes or 23 minutes...
I feel like Stephen King.
Yeah, I think that would work better, actually.
It would be nice, too, if he didn't... We all know him now as the, oh, shit, what are we waiting for in the last 15 minutes of the movie that's going to go, wow... Where now it's just played out. If it got mixed up a little bit to a smaller content, it might feel better.
Agreed.
And less gimmicky.
Agreed. In the TV news as well, we're talking about producer Frank Darabont is trashing AMC in his deposition because he's suing Walking Dead for season 2 because he said that they didn't pay him enough. And AMC says, well, we paid him exactly the contract. And he's talking about a producer. Like, yeah, they show up in their AC limo and go in the AC tent for 30 minutes and then go back home and then bitch that the budget is too big. Get with an actor with sweaty balls in the summer and you'll see what the show is. I was like,
and then when they cut his production budget?
Yeah, from 3.4 million to 3 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's a...
it's a lot of money,
but yeah, of each of your production budgets, which is pretty horrible. You can work around it, but you're trying to usually bump it up after the first season, not take it down.
Yeah, so
especially for this show,
there's a saying in Hollywood that says that you don't want to know how the sausage is made.
That's a saying everywhere, not just in Hollywood, but
okay, I read it mostly about movies because I talk about movies, but yeah, I'll see you soon.
I mean, do you really want to know how the sausage is made?
Hell no.
Okay, so, I mean, it follows suit with everything. It just means that whatever's up front and shiny, something that you like, most likely has a smaller, darker, hidden backside. You like being able to crap indoors, right? Do you want to know how the plumbing is done? I mean, that's basically do you want to know how the sausage is made, too?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, Wing, I'm sorry for the next one.
Can I cry a little bit?
Canceled. Teen Titans shot in the belly, not even in the crib.
Oh, I'm so bummed out about that because, let's face it, Nightwing show. That was my Nightwing
show. Yeah, you were
hanging
your hopes on it. You were, oh, well, Teen Titans is coming out. Teen Titans is coming out.
Yeah, I've been talking about that for a year and a half.
Aw.
Could this free him up for one of the other DC shows now to grab him?
Well, there's a rumor right now, and I got it from, anyway, pretty good source, that do you remember when the DC...
Name dropper.
Yeah. When DC released their old slates of future movies, and they were like, okay, we're going to do a Wonder Woman movie, Justice League, and at the end, they were like, a cyborg movie? And we're like, okay, we get that you want to have that Afro-American side of the DC universe, but Cyborg is like a character that works well with other characters. And he's a Teen Titan. So the rumor right now is that they're trying to turn that movie into a young adult version of the Justice League with a Titan movie instead.
Well, okay. While that would be awesome and fun, I think we're going to be played out and want to shoot all of ourselves in the head with superhero movies by then. But wouldn't it be extra confusing considering they plan on running and rolling the Justice League adult movies up until that point?
Actually, he's going to be in these movies so that he would be the link in between the two.
But is it going to be a time travel piece then? Is it going to be a history? Like, is it going to go back to Cyborg's early days and you'll see?
No, the idea would be to take the new spin on the Teen Titan at the mid 2000, where Cyborg, Nightwing, and Starfire were the old guards, the old sidekicks that are not sidekicks anymore, and they take the sidekicks of the other Justice League character and round them up as a team. So, yes, I'm a geek.
No, she said nerd. I agree. But that's okay.
Just mouthing
fun.
Nerd.
I want my
beef through the screen.
I totally got it too.
But I want my Nightwing movie.
Fucking
yeah,
nerd.
No, I get it. I get it. You need your Nightwing fix. I totally get it. I'm happy there's rumors that they're actually I read a story, I didn't throw it in here quick, but it's Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
The dude who's doing Gambit says they're actually going to do it very similar to the comic, but it's going to, or they're going to base it completely off a comic, but not a comic. It's going to be a heist movie, but true to the comic. And that's, if you think about it, Gambit was a fucking swindler and hustler and criminal anyways.
Gambit is the Han Solo of the X-Men.
Yeah, and I'm ready if they do it right.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite X-Men. It always has been. So, and to get Tyler Kirsch as him in the bastardized Wolverine Origins shit movie we got.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Didn't, hey, because what's the name? Just rebooted it all.
Days of Future Past erased that movie completely.
Erased all that shit. All right. Anyways, Gotham, Penguin's father in season 3.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking
is
Paul
it gonna
Rubens.
Is it really going to be Pee-wee?
No, it's not Pee-wee Herman this time.
It's Paul Rubens.
Yeah, it's Paul Rubens this time. But
he was just in Blacklist, though, and he's pretty good as the dude in Blacklist, so...
Yeah, and when you look at the picture that they tweeted, that works really well. They look like each other, like father and son, mm-hmm. actually. But let's face it, in Tim Burton's, Pee-wee Herman was really, really funny to see, but...
Gotham is better and better. I mean, it is campy and it is kind of cheesy, but it's a fun show.
I checked out at the end of season 1 and everybody tell me, watch season 2.
There are a little bit... There's some parts of it that you will find campy and a little bit lame, but the overall story is so much fun because you see... origins of characters that you never really... Well, you probably know all these people's origins, so... But it's still fun to shake that bag up and watch it as a procedural. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard the Joker twist at the start of the season was really good, so...
Oh, it was phenomenal.
So I can't wait
I was pissed off for a little bit, but then when they twisted around again, I was very happy.
Cool. In the same kind of twist, the Flash is getting Deathstorm instead of Firestorm from Earth 2. I think that's going to be fun. They're bringing the Amel cousin back to do the Earth 2 version where he's like... Basically, it's Death mixed with Firestorm. It's a fire guy that can change things from the atom level. Anyway, it looks kind of cool, and the Flash is just like... picking and choosing from everything cool in comics, and they're like, can we throw that on the screen and see it work? Can King Shark work? And they put that crazy thing and it works.
Shark Taco shark. Just perked up. Yep.
Rawr. Shark. I'm like, yay, so now, add shark. If you add a so shark, it's going to be better.
They're just going to use the Flash to like do time travel and backwards everything to make everyone undie and stuff possible.
Well, they did that twice already.
No, I mean, I get it. I'm just asking. Make sure that you admit it and say it out loud for the record.
Oh, yeah. For the record, The Flash is an actual comic book on TV with everything that's campy and fun about a comic. But it's a comic. There's multiple universe and everybody's super. Everybody's related. It's a soap opera.
It's wow. Well, you really sold it there.
For a non-believer, yeah, but for someone else, it's probably like, wow, I should check that out.
Yeah, for a comic book fan, this is a dream come true. This is a comic on TV. That's why I'm pissed about Teen Titan, but we're getting Legends of Tomorrow.
You go on. This is your news, pal. Go ahead.
We're getting Legends of Tomorrow, and they have those two little trailers about Hawkman and Hawkgirl with their reincarnation and everything. I think it's premiering next week, or it's premiering tonight or something like that. And I'm really curious because this is Doctor Who meets the DC Comics. It's going to be so crazy.
What do you mean by Doctor Who meets DC Comics?
It's a time travel story. You have the guy that played Rory in Doctor Who that comes back through time as Rip Hunter to fix the timeline and is recruiting the best superhero out there.
That's so cool.
It is.
Hi, I'm Rip Hunter. You might know me from such things as 23rd Century Death and Destruction.
There you go.
What century is he from?
Tell me I'm right. I think it's the 22nd. No, I think you're right. 23rd century. I think you're pretty right, actually.
Oh, I just guessed.
Yeah, but I think you guessed right. So anyway, those were Doctor Who fans, and they were like, can we spin this off in DC? And they actually got Doctor Who actors and all that. It's going to be great. Coming back, though, and still in the comic world, Walking Dead mid-season trailer. Of course, I didn't watch it, so beef.
I was muted. Yes, I'm ready because it's great, and you're a failure at life now that you don't watch these anymore with me. No. So...
I'm
jerk.
Sorry.
Too
many superhero shows.
On superhero.
And you want one more?
Well, yeah, I want one more. I'm like,
if he got Nightwing, he would drop one of the other ones. If they said pick and choose, he'd totally drop one of the other ones.
Yeah,
but he won't.
You should watch Supergirl. You would love Supergirl.
Is there a shark in it?
No, but it's
not yet.
But they really made a superhero show aimed at girls and women, and. This is so rare.
Yeah, that doesn't always work out the way you'd think it would.
Well, according to everyone, it works pretty well. And according to me, I think it does.
When it's guys writing girls, it's sometimes really weird. And it gives really cardboardy characters that make no sense.
Well, it's girls writing girls.
Is it?
Did I drop my lipstick again?
Is it?
It is.
But yeah, I think so. Some of them are written by women anyways. Walking Dead mid-season trailer. I'm ready. It should be good. Just... Wing needs to catch up because, you know, good show. And zombies.
And zombies.
Zombies.
Okay, let's
movie
start.
News.
Yeah.
I put the big dump on here because it's an interesting layout. The Martian is still at 22nd at week 14.
Yeah, The Martian still made 500K on week 14.
And in 2 weeks at four theaters, The Revenant's already made 1.3.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad for 2 weeks at four theaters.
That's actually really good. That means that it's full all the time.
Krampus is still hanging in there.
Yeah.
At 17.
Yeah. And I tried to go see Star Wars on Tuesday, and it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were sold out until 8.
Do they have the $5 Tuesdays like we do around here?
Well, it's $8 here because, you know, Canadian dollar.
Yeah, right. But it's like the discounted day is Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I asked the girl, is that for that? She's like, well, we were sold out as well yesterday.
On the other hand, my friend went to go, when was it, like yesterday? And she said she had the whole theater to herself.
But she was not in the city, though.
No.
She was in the suburbs, so.
Yeah. But she still had the whole room to herself.
Yeah, that's great. But third week, 90 million? It's crazy.
Yeah, we'll get to all the numbers later. The Star Wars segment of the cast, apparently, that we'll have forever.
Forever. The biggest disappointment, I think, for everyone right now is Point Break. That's at week 2. And their big total is 22 million. It cost 105.
Hey, you know what? It'll make it up in rentals and all that shit. I'll rent it. I'll buy it, probably. Probably not buy it. I checked that. And Concussion, though, too.
Yeah,
that's, you know, hey, granted, it didn't cost a lot, but it ain't making much.
The big thing, though, on this list that's surprising is that Daddy's Home made more money than The Hateful Eight.
I don't even know what that is. What is Daddy's Home?
What is Daddy's Home?
That's my point. I don't even know what that is, and that makes more money than Tarantino movie.
Live, Die, Repeat Again. This is Day After Tomorrow or whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And remember that indie film crushed it for like 3 weeks in a row till like the Avengers came out?
Yeah, but it was so good. The Fault in Our Star was so good.
Yeah, I know, but oh yeah, you're right. You did love that. But still, it was something small that nobody fucking knew about.
Oh, it was an indie movie that was not supposed to make money and the big blockbuster.
But what is Daddy's Home? Why are we...
It's a comedy. I don't watch American comedy. You know that. I just know it's a comedy, and I'm like, How does that make more money than Quentin?
Oh, it's a fucking Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, well, I guess. Will Ferrell. I can't stand Will Ferrell.
No, he's the same dude all the time nowadays.
Yeah, but anyway, that for me is the big surprise in there. The other big surprise is that Alvin and the Chipmunk, the road chip, which I like to call the road kills, is still making good money. It's, I can't believe they made three of these, and it's still making money.
It's but it's a kid's flick, though. I mean, they usually do well. Hunger Games.
Yeah.
10th spot at $4.6 million.
We should go see it.
Yeah, before
fast.
It's not in theater anymore. I agreed.
Oh, fuck it. I'll rent it. I'd rather see it here than I don't have to worry about peeing in the theater and missing anything. Because I'm going to have to rewatch 2 and 3 again because they split them all up like assholes.
Yeah. Creed, though, still making $3 million after, 6 weeks?
I still need to go see that or
it's
rent
so
it.
Good. It's...
I know. Well, let's jump there and then back off to Fast and Furious. They're talking about going to Creed as a Godfather 2 element. Do we really want that?
Well, I kind of like it because the idea would be to go back to what Carl Weathers was before he was the boxer that everybody loved. And see him go up the ladder at the same time we would see his son go up the ladder. It's really Godfather 2 concept. I like it. My big problem right now.
I don't want to waste the whole movie on it, though.
Agreed.
If this one's so good, let's stop trying to dabble in the past and make it in the same way Sylvester Stallone says in this article. He's going to do it all the same.
Yeah. But you know. Big problem right now is that the director is courted by Marvel to do Black Panther. And they're like, we can't wait for him. And I'm like, are you crazy? This guy made the movie, wrote it, sold it to Stallone, and directed it like a champ. And you're not going to wait for that guy, and Stallone's going to direct it again? So, anyway. Yeah, that bugs me a little bit. But, you know, I can't go over it. Fast and Furious going to Cuba?
Well, yeah, because they were already in Brazil.
Brazil. This is Brazil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're not watching really Fast and Furious with me, yeah?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, fair enough.
You probably should. It's an entertaining sight.
It's superheroes with real people and cars.
Hmm.
That,
I did like that Nicolas Cage movie.
Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I did really love that movie. If it's got
that
something of that, I might actually like
That's a new version of that, actually.
It
yeah,
is like
you know
that.
What? I could watch that.
It is like that. It's just a bit less reality of physics.
Yeah, they jump buildings with car. They jump buildings.
Well, they don't. No, it's not like they jump over buildings like here's a ramp and I'm going to do it. They jump from one building to another.
And then to another.
It still doesn't work. I mean,
do the cars talk?
Not yet.
No, it's not like Knight Rider. That'll be in 2 or 3 episodes.
God.
Okay, here we go. Click on the next link. Click on the next link.
Yes.
It's the one I'm talking about.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Yep. But it's the one I was talking about next week.
yeah, you did. Like error 404. We can't find that page, but we're combing the desert for it.
We ain't found shit.
We ain't found shit.
But anyway, and you know what? I'm going to leave it there. Go in the show notes. That's funny. But yeah,
Krang.
They're having Krang.
Krang will be in Turtles 2.
They're going cartoon.
I don't know how I feel, but I don't care, dude. This is my childhood in a live-action movie.
Did you watch the first one?
Yeah, and I was not horribly hating it.
Yeah, I'm where you are, too. On our scale, it would go at Mabel, but with a big side of nostalgia.
Yeah, dude, it was like it pushed it close to entertaining or even watchable again because I was watching it with my buddy. I was watching it with Kevin and his kids. So
oh,
it
kids,
was,
perfect.
Yeah, it was like an excuse to watch it. It was great. And then when they stopped in the middle of the elevator and they're like beboxing and like playing all their instruments, as I mean weapons. Anyways, Krang in the next one.
But the fact that they have Bebop, Rocksteady, Krang, now it's really the cartoon live.
Yep.
And
Stephen Amell grew up with.
Yeah, and Stephen Amell is Casey Jones.
That's crazy.
I'm okay with that. You know, Stephen Amell is my man crush, so, you know.
That happens.
Yeah. I'm going to jump a link a little bit there, but Transformer, the next suckage, directed by Michael Bay.
Dude, branch the fuck out of your comfort zone and do. There's a new movie he's coming out with. It says it somewhere in this link that actually looks okay.
13 Hours look awesome.
I'm like, wow, this looks really good. This looks really good. And then I see directed by Michael Bay, and I'm like, no, curse you.
Yeah, but think about one thing. When Michael Bay talks about military, he's good at it because his brother, his father, everybody's was in the military, and then he actually approached the military for every one of his movies.
Yep.
Yeah. So, the link is working now, by the way.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Who fixed it?
Okay. I fixed it.
Well, I'm going to unfix it.
Oh.
We'll put it at the end.
It's Krang. I want to see Krang.
But, yeah, Michael Bay, seriously, at this point, the thing you do the worst are Transformers movie. You still have talent when you do something else in the right movie. Go do that, for crying out loud.
Go do something like The Island again that was just weird and off the wall and fun, or one of the other flicks. The Rock. Any of the... Come on, Bay. Less robots. Pass that shit off.
Pain and Gain was fun.
You know what? I haven't seen that yet. It's a free paycheck for him, though. He doesn't even have to think about it.
He must make like 20, 30 million a movie for these, so I guess you don't say no to that.
What was the last one, like $1 billion in China alone or something?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Not really, but... And speaking of that, Star Wars hasn't even opened...
Getting there yet. The producer.
Bad Santa 2.
I skipped a link before. So
Jesus.
We're going to the PGA Award nomination, including Spotlight. Well, I haven't seen that yet, but Mad Max Fury Road and Ex Machina. I'm so happy that Ex Machina is getting some love at the end of the year for every Oscar, PGA, everything. So that throwback to old sci-fi movie works so well for me. I'm in love with this movie, so I'm really happy it's getting some recognition there.
This was... I need to watch this again, but yeah, this was creepy. It was beautiful and just enough creepy and original thought that, yeah, I don't even know how to describe it. It was totally worth every award that it should get.
Agreed.
I watched like half of it and then I had to leave and I've never watched the second half. Yeah. And Wing won't watch just the second half, of course, so I guess I'd have to watch the whole thing over again.
I need to watch the whole thing over again. It's so good. I love it so much. But in my defense, this is exactly my kind of movie. The reason why I like Prometheus is a little bit about that, because it was taking its time. It was kind of that kind of romantic horror that we had at the end of the 70s, start of the 80s. Nobody does that anymore, so every time I get one...
The suspense was there. It was evident. It was palpable. You could feel it the whole way through. He shows up at this remote place and you can't get in. You know, you gotta like breathe on the door pad and have it, you know, recognize your DNA. Not really, but
yeah,
it's fucking weird. Okay, Bad Santa. Now with more prime rib. I mean, redhead. I mean, Christina Hendricks.
Oh God, I didn't click on the link before we start. I didn't know she wasn't there. But honestly, I'm gonna say something you're not gonna like. She's so talented, this is a waste of her talent.
It is, but it's a waste of a lot of people's talent that are in it, actually.
Yeah, I know the first one is like cult classic now. I don't like Bad Santa, but again, it's American comedy.
It's an American comedy. I barely like Bad Santa. It's just wrong and raunchy and...
Yeah, it's wrong and raunchy.
It's got one... Okay, I guess I threw this link up here because I was more shocked they're going to make a Bad Santa 2 because there's only one or two good lines from it, but...
The good news in this is that Christina Hendricks is going to be in Montreal for a while.
Stalker.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I'll wing for you.
Thank you.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Send pictures.
I will. But yeah, if you watch Mad Men, Christina Hendricks is so good in that.
I didn't watch that, so.
Oh.
Not a fan of the super slow burn period piece. Well, I like period pieces, just not that.
That kind. Trailer dumps. Okay, the first one I put in there, The Conjuring 2. I'll be honest, I didn't watch it for one big reason. I love The Conjuring 1, and I don't want to know anything about the second one.
It's so fucking weird.
Yeah, but I was in theater. It's the first time that I'm in theater, and I have to look away from the screen because I'm creeped out. I mean... Not that much, dude. Not that many movies do that anymore.
I guess.
So I put
you don't
the trailer...
even want the little. You don't even want the little itty bitty bump of kind of knowing what's going on. What did you walk into the Conjuring cold?
Yes, I did. I just walked into the theater. You know me. Sometimes I just get a ticket and whatever that I don't know about, and that's how I got that. And I was so happy with this movie because horror movie. The older you get, it's tougher to get you creeped out.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, stop motion. Weird camera stuff like that, or a few other things, sped up or slowed down time like that with creaky. That'll get me to my core. The gremlin on the wing,
yeah.
A handful of other things.
Good soundtrack, man.
Oh yeah,
that's the best part of horror is you have to make it work.
And true. Not having a soundtrack that's made to make you jump, but actually.
Build the tension.
Yeah, exactly. Get the scene better instead.
Yep. You got to like bring that tension up there and then just.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Deadpool.
Again with the Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool.
Abby, this is our Valentine's date before or after we do whatever.
Shark Taco, this is our Valentine's date.
It's going to be a double date across the kilometers.
Yes.
Kilometers. Kilometers.
Miles, but either way, they both mean the same thing sometimes. I'm ready for Deadpool. It looks so stupid and awesome.
But that Bachelor thing, they cater to it so well. Is like, well, this is your boyfriend told you it was a superhero story, and then he's having this shot with his crotch in the middle of the
it's
screen.
Like, it's a love story, and he's smelling this rose, and all you can see is his knees, his bulge, his face, and the rose.
It's terrible.
It's beautiful.
It's awesome.
He's looking at you like over his crotch. He's looking at you, but in his field of vision is clearly his crotch.
But it's great how they. It's
and
great
in our
they...
field of vision is his crotch, and his crotch is right there.
Yeah. And the next shot is him removing his shirt.
It's great how they cut it though, because they cut it for the ladies, because it was seriously all the like lovey parts of the.
Oh yeah.
Story, you know his abs, and then. Yeah. Oh, you know, what do you do when a guy steals your best girl or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
You become a superhero and get revenge.
I'll jump to the end real quick. In the Deadpool, they said they're really, really going to break the fourth wall.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
they have beyond, already.
No, but beyond everything, the director, what did he say? Tim Miller tells Empire that no film has quite reached the level of meta that this one will.
But they're self-referencing other movie.
Does he know he's a comic book character in a comic book movie? Does he know he's Ryan Reynolds playing him? And that Ryan Reynolds has
and
also
all
played
been
Green
done.
Lantern?
All that's been done.
A big rabbit hole.
Yeah? Where? I'm trying to think.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring a list for next time, I swear.
Okay, beautiful. Because for me, that's...
Meta is my home.
Oh, beautiful. You're going to love reading some Deadpool, because Deadpool is one of the characters he knows is a comic book character.
Oh, yeah. Well, all John Barth is like that.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
All the 70s literature is like that, and the film also. You have, in Godard, people look at you and they're like, hi, I'm, and then they state their actor name.
That's a French new wave.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This has been done. There's no... How can you break the meta? The meta's been broken.
Yeah, but
how
ask
many
the
times?
American about the French New,
yeah,
new Wave.
Yeah, no, I don't know about the French New Wave. There's some meta going on, but this... If he really knows that he is... If they go as meta as those few questions say, let alone he's going to talk to the people and say he's a comic book character, fine. That's fine. But
like,
then
have you seen Adaptation?
Who?
Adaptation. Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Adaptation is a movie about
that
making
might have
movies.
Been on heroin when I did.
It's not like an action movie.
Okay, there's a comedy about a guy who has a narrator in his life. Like one day someone starts narrating his life. I think that's Will Ferrell.
Is it
Will Ferrell?
Yeah, it's
and
Will
he's just like going around trying to understand what the hell is going on, and there's like a woman writing his story.
Yeah, that's his only good movies in my book.
Honestly, like this is a theme that's been. Don't say that. How can they say that? No other
well,
movie
for comic book movies and shit like that.
Yeah,
I think that's
I guess.
Saying it's like
for blockbuster mainstream thing.
I guess yeah, you're right. Because in comic book.
They don't know. You
don't really do that. You have to really suspend disbelief.
Yeah,
I mean, have you seen the trailers for this? He talks about like. I don't know.
The green when he referenced Green Lantern, don't make the superhero suit green or animated because he knows that Ryan Reynolds played Green Lantern.
Oh.
So it's all that thing in the video game. If you play the video game, the first scene is him calling Nolan North to be the his voice in the video game. It's like, I really want you to play me in the video games. Nolan North's like, you know I'm already playing you if you're calling me. Yeah, yeah, but I just want to make that sure. You're like, oh, dear. Okay.
It looks so bad, it's going to be fun. Oh. Okay, back to trailers. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Disney Zootopia?
Kiddish, but it could be cool. I mean, it could be a...
It doesn't seem like there's a second level for us except referencing The Godfather at the end.
True, but this is also our first look. Well, no, actually, we did see something with the rabbit a while ago.
Well, with the slots and everything. Yeah. But, you know, if we jump a couple of trailers, we had the Angry Bird trailer and the Secret Life of Pets. That seems to look kind of better. But
I will totally see the Secret Life of Pets. I might even see that in, like, 3D, because these are the only movies I see in 3D anymore.
Yeah,
animated ones.
But we have no idea of the story. This gets gags after gags after gags after gags.
But that's fine.
What do you care that you think it's going to be a groundbreaking narrative? Yeah. No, you want is for it to be entertaining.
Well, but you go from Despicable Me, which is really good, to Minions.
If it was only skits like that, I would still be happy. Give me an hour and a half of stupid shit like that. That made me laugh so much.
Wreck-It Ralph was phenomenal, but yeah, the Secret Life. That's what my major 3D is off of, Wreck-It Ralph. All my childhood video games, it was so immersive. It was beautiful. The Secret Life of Pets could be fun just for that one scene of, all right, Mr. Snookums, you be a good boy. I'll see you later.
And the metal starts.
Playing, the violin. And he pats his nose up there, and it's like, yes!
Actually did that when we watched the movie. I took the trailer, I put my hands in the air, did the devil thing, and I was like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Rah.
So great.
Yeah,
poodle.
The dog that is trying to get the mass... He's using the KitchenAid for the...
Oh, the cat. Oh, the wiener dog. Oh, yeah. He's in the mixer. It has a massager.
Getting massaged.
Fat the KitchenAid. My cat named Chloe. Yeah, I mean, they're fucking... It's just... Oh. It's stupid. It'll probably just be gags after gags, but...
The cat looking at the chicken. Yeah. I shouldn't eat the chicken. Oh, the chicken's torturing
me. Angry Birds, really? I mean, is there a story there?
Again, you're asking me if there's a story. I'm going to go back to what I just said before. It's a series of skits, and the 2 minutes of skits they gave us were kind of funny.
But see, to me, the Secret Life of Pets...
Kind of funny. Not as funny, but kind of funny.
The Secret Life of Pets skits seemed funny and self-contained, where this is like they're trying to make a story of angry fucking birds.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And the worst part of this is I watched it and I was like, you know what? It looks entertaining. I understand.
And then you felt dirty.
And then I felt dirty inside. Oh, I really did. I was like, I've done it. I'm part of the problem now.
Yes, you are.
Only if you see it twice.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, that next one, I'm not sure about.
I don't know either. I found the trailer, and it's going to get a watch whether I rent it or not. It's called Everybody Wants Some, and they're saying it's a Dazed and Confused meets the 80s.
I don't know. It looks like a bunch of dudes smoking weed and trying to get laid.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the beginning of a horror movie when you have all the teenagers that get in trouble, but it just doesn't have the part where they get murdered, and that's kind of sad.
Yeah,
she's got a good point.
I don't know. I still might check it out, though.
You'll check it out and you tell us.
The trailer looks slow, but oh yeah, or I'll make you watch it. It's better than a comedy. We'll see what happens.
That next one that you put in there.
I'm ready. I'm ready for Terminus.
I don't know what this movie is about, but it looks intriguing.
Yeah.
That's a kind of buddy snatcher.
It looked okay.
Yeah, I don't even understand. It's like an alien. Yeah, it's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, kind of, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't say that they put too much in the trailer, though, because I have no idea what the movie's about.
Well, we know there are large rooms of bio tissue kind of weirdness.
That comes from a meteor from
alien. Sounds dirtier
yeah, like
when
an
you say
egg
it that
that's
way.
Glowing glue and a guy that doesn't have a scratch or something. So,
for a second, I was kind of hoping that would be a sequel to Chronicle.
Yeah, right. Too bad.
So yeah, it's intriguing. It has the potential to be really shitty, but it could be good. It could be good.
It's I'm all about independent films again. Every few years, I go on a roll of hey, these might be good, and sometimes they are really fucking good.
Hey, Beef is the one that found Brick, the first movie from the Looper guy.
Ooh. And Moon.
And Moon.
I showed you Moon.
Have you seen Moon?
No.
Oh, Moon is so good.
I don't think so.
Sam Rockwell alone on the moon with a robot that's voiced by Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that.
So yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't think I'd like that. Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, no, no. Honestly, I've seen it. You've asked me that so many times if I've watched that movie.
I don't remember shit.
That's true. Yeah, of course. And Kevin Spacey, just because it's Kevin Spacey, you feel like it's going to be a bad robot.
Right,
you feel
exactly.
like he's going to be evil robot because it's like fucking Kevin Spacey, and you're like, Kevin Spacey's got to be a bad guy, and then he ends up being so likable, kind of.
When he smiles at you with the like big eye emojis, you're like, oh, he's going to eat him, the robot.
He's going to eat him.
But we've been brainwashed by Al so right. many years ago, so every time we see a robot, we're like, it's going to kill me.
I know. It's scary.
It's going to kill me.
It's scary.
That next one, though, I'm really excited about. A Perfect Day with Tim Robbins and Benicio del Toro that are somewhere in, where is it, Africa, looking for a rope?
The Balkans. It's
looking for a rope to pull a body out of the water.
Yeah, and they take him to like a rabid dog.
Yeah, no!
That's a rope. That's good. That would be good if there was not a dog attached to it.
Yeah, it looks like high tension between I don't want to say UN inspectors because that's not what they are, but there's a body in a well. They're like UN first aid people or whatnot. And it looks high. This looks like a high tension kind of fast paced movie. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
About the little things, about like small steps in a really hostile universe.
Yeah. Like, which is our reality on Earth that we have no idea that happens.
Exactly.
Every day. Yeah. No, that's going to be great. And Tim Robbins. Come on, Tim Robbins.
I haven't seen him in a while, but he's always good.
Yeah. Star Wars Countdown to Episode 8. Wait.
Synchronicity, January 22nd, time travel movie. Check it out.
Yeah, we might cover that, to be honest.
We might.
Yeah, looks good. Okay.
Star Wars Countdown, as of recording, 504 days, 2 hours, 5 minutes, 50 seconds at the sound of the beep.
For episode 8.
Beep!
That is awesome. Okay, now let's talk money-wise. Domestic box office of all time has been broken in like 20 days instead of a couple of months for Avatar. That is all great. The drop is around 40% a week right now. Everybody's asking on Twitter, do you think it's going to catch Avatar tomorrow? Of course it will. Wait a second. We're still $1 billion out. Let me repeat that. $1 billion. I know it hasn't opened in China yet. That's not Transformers. Star Wars, historically, they never cared.
Yes, they're going to care.
But before, for the last 6 movies, they didn't. This is not Japan. This is China. Japan, sorry. But, in Japan, they go crazy for R2-D2. In China, they don't give a rat's ass. So we'll see.
I still think it's going to be pretty explosive in China. I mean, it's the biggest market on the planet. Pretty much.
It is, but I'm still curious to see because, again, Transformers, giant robot, it's straight into their alley. The invented giant robot, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. So,
Before it was robots, it was just big ass creatures.
Here you go. It was Godzilla and all that. So, I think we'll know by next Monday if it will. If China goes crazy, then it totally will. If China goes not crazy,
it will do it. It just my money says it'll do it. It just depends upon how long it'll take to do it. Whether it takes another month or two or 2 weeks or whatever, it's still going to do it at some point in time. I'll probably go see it again in the theaters before it gets out of the theaters.
Yeah. And just for the record, because we've been talking about that for a year, how much money is going to make, and everybody put their grain of salt in this. Know it now. If every theater in America and Canada goes like wide, you can't make more than 200 and what, 60 million that they made in the first week. There's not enough theater to break 300 million yet. With inflation, it will happen at some point because, well, and that's my next thing. Butts in seat, when they sell you a 3D ticket for $22 instead of a ticket for $10 like in episode 1 day, of course you're going to make more
money. But they still all roll it out for inflation and whatnot. And if, like I said, like you said, this has only been in there for 20 days, 25 days.
That's impressive.
So you give it another 2-3 weeks or months, it's going to hang out in theaters, and it's going to be like The Martian in 14 weeks, and it's still going to be soaking up $5 million a week or whatever it is, $10 million a week. It's still going to make money.
Yeah, but you need to get $1 billion to get the Avatar thing right now. And Like butts
and
seats.
It's not that far off.
It's not that far, but that's still, you know, $1 billion for most movies is an achievement. And now we're like, yeah, yeah, make a billion extra just to beat Avatar. Let's remember that Avatar didn't get a drop in the first couple of weeks. They got more people. They got more people going to see the movie. Now we have 40% drops a week.
Right now, if you scroll down a couple stories later, it's actually just over $1 billion less.
Yeah. So what?
It's, dude, it's got time. How long was Avatar in the theaters?
8 months.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah.
This has been 20 some days. This is one.
Yeah, but
15th, 1/14th, 13th of the time that it's been out as Avatar.
Again, I'm saying that I think that next week we'll know, but I still think it's kind of a stretch that thinking that it's going to beat it, like, for sure. Everybody's like, for sure. I don't think that's sure.
You're right. It might not be for sure. If it has the world's biggest drop-off for any super entertaining movie, yes, it will not beat Avatar.
And as of this recording right now, as butts and seat people seeing the movie, it's 21st.
Yeah, 21st.
So we'll see where it goes. It might still do it, but hey.
Telling you, $90 million a week and dropping is still better than fucking $14 million a week and not going anywhere.
Agreed. Agreed. But now we're in big analysis and everything.
Samuel Jackson does not like the new one because the kids need to learn how to use their lightsabers, apparently, or some shit. Captain Krabby Pants.
I think he's pissed because he tried to get in this movie in some ways, and they were like, dude, you died in fire at the end of Darth Vader.
You added like another... Yeah, no, when did he die?
At the end
in like episode 3, right?
Yeah, in the middle of the movie. When Darth Vader turns, it's because of him.
Oh, so he's been dead for 60 years and now he comes back, apparently?
Yeah, the other thing is that Star Wars inserted that Force ghosts are not something that just happens. You need to make it happen to become a Force ghost. You need training, and he didn't get that training, so there's no way he comes back as a Force ghost. Only 3 characters at this point can do that. So, anyway, I'm sorry, Samuel Jackson, you're not in this one. Don't be like that. Come on.
What a sourpuss.
Well, on the other hand, he's Samuel motherfucking Jackson. He can't say whatever he wants.
I guess.
Non-news, I love the first one that you found, Beef.
Yeah, Tarantino loves feet, apparently. But we know we really need to rewatch Kill Bill.
Yes, we do.
I forgot about that movie, and then I saw her in here trying to flick her feet or flick her toes, and I was like, that's right.
My only problem with Kill Bill is I don't like the first one that much, but I love the second one.
It might be completely backwards, so that would be perfect.
Oh. And the two-part is kind of a thing that has been lost.
Yeah, and it's two-part totally different. The first one is a riff on all the kung fu movies and Hong Kong action movies, and the second one is a spaghetti western.
Yeah, we need to rewatch those soon.
Yes, we do.
Maybe next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, you need to rewatch this video, though, because I did not. I'm like, yeah, okay, great. He maybe has a few foot shots in his videos or movies, and then I watched it, and I'm like, holy shit. They're everywhere.
Rewatch From Dusk Till Dawn when Salma Hayek puts her feet in his mouth and she pours a bottle of bourbon in it.
Well, but it's everything, though. How long the foot lingers on Uma Thurman's feet in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, you know, like when she's walking in his house and dancing?
I love that scene. I really love that scene.
And then the last non-news item, some crazy deeper case for Lost World's relevance and its meta-ness and whatever.
Yeah, a guy found like the Jurassic Park Lost World and tried to basically use it as a metaphor for where Spielberg was movie-wise in his career, and then brings that to Jurassic World and Colin Trevorrow, I think is the name of the director. Anyway, and see how this...
It kind of makes sense, though. You can't tell me it doesn't kind of make sense.
It makes it make sense.
Where Goldblum is all tired about it and, like, sad about the second paycheck and...
It's a nice metaphor, or, like, it's a nice way to read it, but I don't think there was an intent in the script writing.
Probably not.
Well, the only intent was Spielberg was launching his production company, and he needed a movie to launch it, and it decided to a sequel was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real thing. But watch it. It's in the show notes. It's kind of interesting. The guy's making his point, and it's like 15 minutes or something. So it's a fun watch. It's a fun watch.
It's longer than that, but it's still a fun watch.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, everybody, for listening. That's been your news.
Yeah, and we'll see you soon, and we'll see if Star Wars is the biggest movie on the planet.
Thanks for having me.
Deuces, Taco, and you too, Wings.
Oh, thank you.
Bye, guys. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.